Almost 50 years ago, a Hartford man was part of an event that changed the course of the civil rights movement.
My name is Leroy Jerome Moulton. I was born in Selma, Alabama, 1945.
As a teenager, Moulton worked with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Alabama. He told reporter Sarah Carl one of the most difficult and powerful things he saw during that volatile time was the brutal murder of civil rights activist Viola Luzzo.
Selma had become the heart of the civil rights movement, just as Moulton was coming of age and getting involved with Dr. King's organization, the Southern Leadership Church Conference. Moulton says he felt he'd found his life purpose, even though the work was dangerous.
One of the good old boys said, they see you out there trying to register people and say, if you don't quit that, one of these good old boys are going to drag you out of my car one night and kick you behind till your nose bleed. Yeah. So I ignored that.
In March of 1965, Moulton was among a group of 600 protesters who tried to march 54 miles from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. They were stopped by police after just 6 blocks and beaten with billy clubs on what became known as Bloody Sunday. Later that month, when the protesters tried again to march to Montgomery, Moulton met Viola Luzzo. She was a 39-year-old white woman from Detroit who had been horrified by TV reports of the Bloody Sunday march. So she'd gotten in her car, and she drove to Alabama to join the civil rights movement, leaving her 5 kids home with her husband.
This lady came to the southern part of the state to work to get rid of all this prejudice and racism in the United States. She came to Alabama to make it better for her kids to come up into the world.
Luzzo and Moulton volunteered to drive to Montgomery to pick up the protesters who had successfully marched there and drive them back to Selma. On March 25th, they were driving alone on a country road at night, and Luzzo was singing a song.
She was singing, before I be a slave, I be buried in my grave. And she was singing, by the time she said, be buried in my grave, that's when the shots came out.
A car had pulled up alongside them and fired through the window.
The car went off on the right and went off in this ditch and up in the hill.
Luzzo was hit.
I just, shook up, miss. I tried to pull her out of her seat. I didn't know what to do. I can't see. Dark, scary. I didn't know what to do. I jump out of the car. I try to flag the car down. One car tried to run me off the road. I go back to the car. I'm trying to think what to do.
There was no way to call for help. And in rural Alabama in 1965, it wasn't safe for a black man to just knock on a door.
All these racist, prejudiced whites looking for a reason to do something.
Fortunately, a truck full of civil rights activists, also returning from Montgomery, came by.
They said, I passed out on the truck.
They drove Moulton back to Selma, where the police were waiting for him. He was arrested and taken to jail, where he was held for 5 days and questioned about Luzzo's death before being released.
The whole outlook of the civil rights movement changed when a white woman was killed in Selma, Alabama.
Luzzo became a martyr to the civil rights cause. Moulton says what happened that night helped lead to the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which passed just 5 months later.
The whole world knew about it. That's changed the whole thing. That gave away a voter rights bill at all. Before then, you couldn't get a voter rights bill.
Today, Moulton says he thinks about Luzzo all the time. He's lived most of his life since then in Hartford, and he continues to visit schools in the area to talk about his work with Dr. King and his story of Viola Luzzo.
You look at it 40 years later, we have a black president. That's what I was working for. The whole world is changing for the better.
On a spot along the highway between Selma and Montgomery, there is a monument honoring the life of Viola Luzzo. Moulton says this March, on the 49th anniversary of her death, he plans to return there. Sarah Carl, WSHU News.